At the end of life, Black families are less likely than white families to transition to comfort care known as hospice. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports on one effort to change that, Black people starting hospice agencies focused on serving Black patients.
It didn't take much convincing for Mary Murphy to embrace home hospice at the end of her husband's life.
He's good to me. Buy me anything I want.
She pulls a milky glass vase out of a cabinet with mirrored shelves. Her husband, Willie, bought the cabinet for her to show off her many treasures. She spends her weekends at estate sales around Nashville, a hobby he also financed. Murphy was more than happy to repay him by caring for him in their home.
Oh, you're gonna wake up for a minute.
Willie's in their bedroom down the hall. His heart is giving out. Mary perches on the bedside and cradles his head. Hospice was a no-brainer this time because it's her second go-round. The first experience was with her mother, who died in 2020 after suffering from dementia for decades. The home health agency recommended a transition to hospice at home.
My first thought was death, okay?
But death still seemed a long way off. Hospice helped with a few baths a week, medication in the mail, and any medical equipment they needed. And there was the emotional support from a caring nurse.
Wasn't no doctor gonna come here, hold my hand, stay here until funeral home came and got her.
A few weeks after our interview, Murphy's husband, Willie, also died. The hospice nurse was there within minutes. Her name is Keisha Mason.
If you don't feel like, oh my God, thank God I have hospice. If you can't say that, then we're doing something wrong.
In her view, Mason says there's nothing fundamental keeping a majority of Black patients from using hospice except learning what it really is and that it's basically free, paid for by Medicare. As Mason was hired to launch this new hospice agency focused on serving Black patients called Heart and Soul, she started using new language, calling hospice an entitlement.
Just as you are entitled to unemployment, just as you are entitled to Social Security, you're entitled to a hospice benefit.
The agency's backed by several Black investors who also started a hospice in Michigan and have wider expansion plans. Andre Lee is one of those investors and a former hospital administrator. He says more Black families need to consider the alternatives. Nursing homes are pricey, and even with Medicare, hospital bills hurt.
You go in there and they'll eat you alive. I hate to say that bad about hospital, but that's true.
Hospice research hasn't come up with clear reasons why hospice is now the norm for white families, but not for Black. Some speculate it's related to spiritual beliefs and widespread mistrust in the medical system due to decades of discrimination. And Lee says culture does play some role.
A lot of hospitals don't employ enough Black people. We all feel comfortable when you see somebody else over there that look like you.
The hospice industry's trade group has recommended hiring more Black nurses, but also connecting with influential DJs and partnering with Black pastors who so often counsel families facing a death. That's what Michelle Drayton has been doing with the Visiting Nurse Service of New York.
Many of them did not fully understand what hospice was. They had many of the same sort of misperceptions.
Whether it's an upstart hospice or one of the oldest, Drayton says everyone still has a lot of end-of-life educating to do. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.